Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Tom Swarbrick on LBC.
10 to 6, Friday evening, Tom Swarbrick here on LBC means, ladies and gentlemen, one thing. From Washington, D.C., Simon Marks, American Week.
Tom, almost 100 days into Donald Trump's second term in the White House, and one overarching question remains unanswered. Are we witnessing the end of American democracy, the unleashing of authoritarianism coupled with the collapse of the country's constitutional guardrails? Or are we just watching a clown show that is already falling apart and could still collapse under its own incompetent weight? You absolutely cannot rule out the former, but at times this week it seemed a touch more like the latter.
The large slug of work necessary to get the DOGE team in place is mostly done.
A chastened Elon Musk announcing that he's stepping back from his role leading Trump's Department of Government Efficiency, which of course is not really a government department, and has hacked away at things with a chainsaw rather than engaging in the kind of precise, cautious surgery that true efficiency requires. He sounded very downcast in that message to financial analysts after profits at his Tesla electric car company were eviscerated, down a stunning 71% in the year's first quarter. Mr. Musk glum, as opinion polls showed 60% of the public loathe him and the job he's been doing, feeding entire government agencies, as he once proudly boasted, to the wood chipper.
I'll continue to spend, you know, a day or two per week on government matters, but starting next month, I'll be allocating far more of my time to Tesla.
Not so cocky these days, as Teslas are vandalized all over the country, dealerships are set ablaze, and customers here and overseas want absolutely nothing to do with him. By the way, all that waste and fraud that he was intent on cutting, well, that hasn't worked out so well either. 100 days ago, he said he would trim $2 trillion in government expenditure this year. He now concedes that he's fallen $1.8 trillion short. But he has, of course, destroyed countless lives in the process, terminating the careers of hundreds of thousands of federal government employees, closing an array of government agencies, and feathering his own nest by securing new contracts with that very same government and consigning the men and women who used to regulate his own companies to the ash heap of civil service history. As the White House prepares to celebrate 100 days since Trump's return to power, the country's pollsters are throwing cold water all over the party.
A poll of registered voters finds that Trump's overall approval rating is now underwater.
Pew Research came out and has the president's approval at 40%, disapproval at 59%.
Donald Trump won the 2024 election because he promised to fix the economy, and yet views of the economy are going down. The percentage who say it's getting worse is going up.
MSNBC and CNN there reporting the news that Trump's numbers in the last month have cratered. He is underwater on every issue: his trade war, inflation, foreign policy, even immigration. But he continues to double down.
Mr. President, has there been any direct contact between the U.S. and China trade at all?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Every day.
The president repeatedly claimed this week that his top officials are in continuing negotiations with the Chinese in an effort to resolve the trade war between the two countries. But the man who last week claimed scores of nations, including the UK, were kissing his ass to secure tariff relief, dissembled when he was pressed over where, when, and with whom the China talks are taking place.
Well, they had a meeting this morning, so I can't tell you. It doesn't matter who they is. We may reveal it later, but they had meetings this morning, and we've been meeting with China And so I think you have Jeff as usual. I think you have your reporting wrong.
The Chinese say he's lying and that they won't engage in any negotiations until he cancels all the unilateral tariffs that he has imposed on their exports. And I don't know whether you've noticed, but China generally is known for playing the long game. Its leadership certainly seems to think they can afford to spend some more time toying with Trump like a cat toying with a mouse. The stock market this week had another rough ride. April may prove to be the worst month that the Dow Jones Industrial Average has experienced since 1932, all the result of yet another own goal by the president. He threatened to fire the chairman of the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, because Mr. Powell is not yet ready to lower American interest rates.
I don't think he's doing the job. He's too late, always too late, a little slow, and I'm not happy with him. I let him know it, and if I want him out, he'll be out of there real fast, believe me.
But Mr. Powell, independent of the president and serving a term that doesn't expire for another 3 years, does not believe him.
Do you believe the president has the power to fire or demote you?
Not permitted under the law.
Not what?
Not permitted under the law.
Ah, the law. Let's catch up then on how that is going. More than a week after the Supreme Court unanimously, in a vote of 9-0, ordered the White House to return Kilmer Abrego Garcia to the United States. You remember him. He was sent to Trump's El Salvadorian gulag by mistake. The White House admitted it. But he's still there. Absolutely no efforts underway to bring him home to his wife, an American citizen who now says she fears her own life is in danger. What soothing words of comfort did Vice President J.D. Vance want to convey to her?
Well, I don't have a message to his wife. I mean, look, I just disagree with the idea that he hasn't been offered due process.
Okay, well, let's just break that down. Mr. Abrego Garcia was seized off the streets of Maryland on March the 15th, even though he was legally living there. 72 hours later, without a single court appearance, he was deported to El Salvador's notorious terrorist detention center, along with 237 other people, all of them flown out of America in defiance of a judge's ruling. The government has never presented any evidence in court to suggest that, as they claim, he is a leader of the criminal gang MS-13, but they did doctor a photograph of his tattoos this week in an effort to sway public opinion. So much for due process. But what is anyone going to do about the Trump administration's determination now simply to ignore the courts?
If the president disobeys a Supreme Court order, extraordinary action will be necessary. We've never had that in the Republic before.
Charles Schumer, the Democrats' leader in the Senate, speaking as though the issue is still theoretical. He was pressed in that interview on MSNBC to explain what extraordinary action he is planning, at which point he passed the buck.
Public opinion means everything here. And when the public learns more and more about what Trump is doing, whether it's on economics and tariffs to the universities or upcoming in this situation, I think the public's going to be outraged.
Let me tell you what the public is really outraged about. Democrats are really furious about the leadership of Senator Schumer and the party's other lawmakers who have sat on their hands for the last 100 days and done nothing to corral public opinion and offer a path out of Donald Trump's America. Polls this week show congressional Democrats have lower approval ratings than even the president himself, and only 23% of 18 to 29-year-olds buy what Senator Schumer is selling. That younger generation of Democrats are restless and craving leadership.
I know that looking around here, it can feel impossible for Republicans out here to be defeated. That's not true. It's simply not true.
Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York, a 32-year-old firebrand touring the country with Senator Bernie Sanders, positioning herself for a presidential run.
But as Alexandria just said, when we stand together, when we do not allow them to divide us up, there is no stopping us.
They are playing to packed houses in Republican states all over the country, and they were not the only ones this week determined to take a stand.
In the immediate aftermath of World War II, a small group of philosophers who had escaped Hitler's murderous regime returned to Germany and performed a kind of moral autopsy on the Third Reich.
It has been a while since we've heard from former Vice President Al Gore, but there he was this week in San Francisco arguing that kind of moral autopsy may eventually be needed in the United States as well.
Our Constitution, written by our founders, is intended to protect us against a threat identical to Donald Trump, someone who seeks power at all costs to get more power.
We're going to Rome to pay our respects, and we'll be leaving that same day. We'll be coming back home tomorrow night.
President Trump departed the White House this morning along with the First Lady, a lightning visit to Rome for the Pope's funeral. He will be back tomorrow night for the next chapter of his reality TV show presidency.
We're working on plenty of things that shouldn't be worked on, because none of this stuff should have happened. This should have been taken place by Biden. It should have been fixed by Biden. But he couldn't do it.
100 days in, he's still running against Biden. Just minutes after Air Force One departed, we learnt that the White House has backed down on the cancellation of thousands of visas for foreign students studying here. People just weeks ago accused of abusing the privilege of living in the United States by taking part in pro-Palestinian demonstrations on the country's university campuses. Another own goal, another sudden reversal. The country's free speech protections holding, at least for now.
From Washington, D.C., Simon Marks, American Week.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.